it seems that I didn't switch it off properly. My husband is lying on the other side of our king-sized bed. The tune makes him cover his face with the duvet. He mutters as usual, and I hurry over to the bedside table to switch off the alarm properly. The noise disappears, as does the memory of my dream. The mornings belong to me. I always set the alarm long before I have to actually get up, just so I can have a bit of time to myself. I got in the habit back when I went to work, before the day would begin properly, before the kids woke up, before breakfast, indeed before we opened the pharmacy. I would sit with a mug of coffee in my hand, hidden under a much too large bathrobe, and enjoy the silence. In those days, come to think of it, the kids required more of me. Now they're practically self-sufficient, and almost only come home when they're hungry. Work took its toll as well. After all, it was my pharmacy, and my responsibility. But the same thing that happened to us also happened to a lot of other shops when the economic crisis hit. We all had to shut down. So even though the kids are almost grown, and work doesn't require me to wake up early, I still find myself sitting at the table in the same bathrobe with the same mug of coffee with the university logo on it, breathing in the day. A couple of hours later, my husband and kids have left, and the house gets quiet in a different way. A strange and unusual silence. The kind of silence I never imagined that I would experience.